Radio Prague News.
The police have asked the Lower House to lift the immunity of former Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda. Police have arrested a man on suspicion of dropping logs of wood from a bridge over the D1 motorway. And a group of handicapped people have protested against the president's recent comment that they should go to different schools from able-bodied children. The police have requested that the Chamber of Deputies vote to lift the parliamentary immunity of former Prague Mayor and current MP Bohuslav Svoboda. The Civic Democrat politician is accused of breach of trust due to negligence. The case reportedly concerns a contract Mr. Svoboda signed with lawyer Václav Laska for analysis of suspicious contracts at Prague's Transport Authority without consulting other councillors. The Lower House has already lifted Mr. Svoboda's immunity in connection with an investigation into the Open Card, an electronic card system for transport and other services. Police in Olomouc have arrested a 32-year-old man on suspicion of dropping logs of wood from a bridge over the country's most important motorway, the D1. The logs, which weighed up to 20 kilograms, were launched from a bridge on the border of Hranice in the Přerov district and the Moravia-Silesia region last Thursday. 28 cars were damaged and one person was injured. The police have not ruled out charging the man with attempted murder. Around 30 handicapped people held protest during a visit by President Miloš Zeman to the small town of Krasna Lipa in central Bohemia on Tuesday, after he said recently that handicapped and able-bodied children shouldn't attend the same schools. One of the organisers of the demonstration, Monika Lampova, told Novinky.cz that just 20 years ago, handicapped people were hidden away in the Czech Republic and that integration was the only way forward. President Zeman will not apologise for suggesting that Ferdinand Parodka, regarded as one of the greatest ever Czech journalists, was an admirer of Nazism. The Ferdinand Parodka Association published an open letter calling on the head of state to either apologise or retract a statement made last week, in which he said the writer, who died in 1978, had written an article entitled Hitler is a Gentleman. The association says the piece was written by a different author. Mr. Zeman's spokesman said the president was an admirer of Parodka's and had merely highlighted his short-term failure in the run-up to World War II. The Czech firm Excalibur Army has won a license to produce Pandur armoured vehicles for selected markets in Eastern Europe and Asia, the Daily E15 reported on Tuesday. The company acquired the license from Austria's Steyr, which is a branch of the US-based General Dynamics Land Systems. Excalibur Army's first Pandur contract will be to service 107 of the vehicles owned by the Czech Army. Pavel Medek, one of the leading Czech translators from English, has died at the age of 63, a spokesperson for his publisher said. Mr. Medek was well known for translating all 7 books in the Harry Potter series in cooperation with his brother Vladimir. He was also an accomplished translator of novels in the crime, fantasy and sci-fi genres, as well as doing the Czech versions of the TV series Red Dwarf and Kojak. The Czech baritone Adam Plachetta is preparing for his debut appearance at New York's Metropolitan Opera on Wednesday. The 29-year-old will take the part of Masetta in Don Giovanni for 10 performances at the world-famous venue. Hospodarske Novine reported on Tuesday that Plachetka was following in a long tradition stretching back to 1906, when tenor Karel Burian became the first Czech to sing at the Met. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.